I think the most important thing I could say to you this morning is simply, Merry Christmas. It is a great joy to be with you today. I do promise I have other things to say. I just felt like that needed to be how I started. It feels like such a profound honor to be able to be here on this Christmas morning. Selfishly, today's gospel is my absolute favorite, so being able to preach it was very exciting for me. Because it paints the picture of such a beautiful and profoundly cosmic Jesus. John's gospel places Jesus at the very foundation and beginning of time. And what I love about this gospel is that it isn't just about the birth of Jesus. It is about the birth of all of time. And it is about our entire history. It is about the birth of waters and seas and creatures. It is about both darkness and light. And we realize in today's scripture that the same God that creates and calls creation good also says, go, your faith has made you well. And we know that God's goodness does not stop at the beginning of creation. No, this creative God chose to become flesh and dwell among us. God decided to let us see God's glory. And that is what we celebrate today. And while we know that this is about the birth of Jesus and about the birth of all creation and all time, the gospel does not fail to remind us that it is also about the beginning of sin and rejection. God gives us a beautiful world. And God gives us a beautiful child, even though God knows we will reject it all. The Christmas Gospel of John is not fit for our pageants, as it is much more raw than that. It names our rejection, and even on this most joyous day, we are forced to reckon with that. We know that Jesus was rejected in his time, the scribes, the political leaders, the systems that put him on a cross. The gift of Jesus was not accepted by his world. And Jesus is rejected now. Surely we don't need much of a reminder that Jesus continues to be rejected in our time. When greed matters more than justice, when busyness matters more than compassion, when some go hungry while others are sick from being well fed, we know that the powers and principalities of this world reject him. And Jesus is also rejected by me every time I do not follow where God has sent me. But this talk of rejection is not meant to damper the beauty of Christmas Day. It is meant to be a reminder of the gift that we have been given in Jesus. Because today brings great news of God's fullness of grace and truth. Because the same way that the powers of the world could not stop the plan of salvation in Jesus, today's world cannot stop this plan of creation and recreation. Nothing can prevent God from dwelling with us. This impenetrable light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it, and it never can. To put it another way, Mary's truth cannot return void. God will show the strength of his arm. God will scatter the proud. The mighty will be cast down from their thrones. The humble will be lifted up. The hungry will be given good things. And the rich will not reign in power. God will help God's servants. And God will remember to be merciful to us. And I, too, will be forgiven and get to start anew. I will be given chance after chance to not reject him, but to accept him. And that is the gift of Christmas, that from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. God knows all of our rejection. God knew it before we or the world were created. And yet still, God wanted to be with us. Because the nature of God is to want to be with us, even when we don't want to be with God. And that is the gift of the God who chose to dwell among us. The nature of God is to want to be with us, even when we do not accept Him, because God is full of grace and truth. The world is created out of God's fullness, which is that profound grace and truth. Truth is our best defense against any evil, and it is how we respond to the ways that God is rejected in our world, how we rise up against anyone who rejects the children of God. God is full of grace and truth. Truth to correct me when I go astray. Grace to love me and welcome me back again and again. And as I receive this grace again and again, I am not just forgiven. I am then also sent. The world is not just created in Jesus. It is recreated in Jesus all the time. What we learn from Jesus is again that Mary's song is true. And we have a role in that. We are called, like John, to be witnesses to this grace and truth. And we are witnesses to grace and truth because it is what we have received and felt in our daily lives. We have not only rejected Him, we have also accepted Him. And when we accept Him, we then go into that great darkness. We are sent as the light that the darkness cannot overcome. We have our own words that can bring life into the world, that can bring new creation. I love you. I'm sorry. You are not alone now or ever. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Rest eternal grant to them, O Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon them. We can share grace and truth in a world that needs it with our own words, knowing that we have always needed that grace and truth in Jesus. This past Thursday, I was invited to go to a multi-faith longest night service at Thanksgiving Square. And the area is quite dark downtown, except for this tree. And this tree is quite bright. And they've put this tree up downtown to remind people of all faiths that there is a light in the darkness. And at the service, many faiths were represented, and there were readings from the Quran and the Bible, and there was a Hebrew congregant who actually chanted Psalm 23 in Hebrew. As I sat there praying, the wind started to stir things up around us, and there was a flurry of bulletin pages, and my hair was in the air. And it was within that flurry of wind that I heard a testimony from one of our own parishioners of grief. And it was raw, and I can only describe it as being full of grace and truth. And in that moment, I could feel a specific grace and truth, which was that we were in the presence of Emmanuel. God was truly with us. Not with us when we had smiles plastered on our faces. Not with us when we were at our most comfortable. Not with us when everything was in its right and perfect place. No, God was with us when we were disheveled, when we were raw, when difficult truth was spoken to power, when grief was named and honest tears were shed, when grace was poured out onto us in wind, the breath of God that stirred the ground under our feet. That is Emmanuel. That is God being with us. And not because we were at our best. No, God was with us because we needed grace and we needed truth. God was with us because we were ready to receive Him. And today we come here with ready hearts to receive Him. Amen.